USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're monitoring the storm, obviously, very closely.
Hurricane Florence still 4 days away from making impact on the U.S. East Coast, but governors from South Carolina north to Maryland and Delaware are already making preparations. Here's Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam.
You know, I grew up on the Eastern Shore, and I've witnessed a lot of these hurricanes. They're nothing to play with.
Computer models show Florence as a Category 3 or 4 hurricane, making landfall in the Carolinas late Thursday. Vice President Mike Pence says whoever the administration member is who penned that anonymous op-ed piece in the New York Times last week should do the honorable thing and resign.
The opinions that they expressed are not only deceitful and false, but they're also un-American.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
New York City will mark the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with a number of events tomorrow, including the September 11th Memorial and Museum, holding its annual ceremony on the 9/11 Memorial Plaza at the World Trade Center site to remember the nearly 3,000 people who died in those attacks. And houses of worship across the Big Apple will be tolling their bells in conjunction with the first moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., the time when the first plane hit the North Tower. Another successful launch and landing for SpaceX as a Falcon 9 booster that lifted off from Cape Canaveral early this morning, then found its way to a SpaceX drone ship.
And we're waiting for confirmation on first stage on the drone ship. We don't have a view, but we hear recovery calling out Falcon 9 has landed.
It put a satellite in orbit, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The Syrian government may be preparing to use chlorine gas against the nation's last rebel stronghold, according to U.S. officials. Washington's preparing options for a response if the regime of President Bashar al-Assad was to carry out such an attack, but President Trump reportedly hasn't decided what exactly would trigger that response. Trump also reportedly threatening to carry out an attack against the Syrian regime if there are mass killings in the Idlib province where thousands of rebels are holding out, along with as many as 3 million civilians. A Dallas police officer who shot and killed a man in his own apartment, now facing charges. Officer Amber Geiger was arrested on a manslaughter charge for killing the 26-year-old man last week. Geiger is white. She claimed she thought she was entering her own home last Thursday and found herself face-to-face with the victim, who is black. Geiger has been with the police force in Dallas for 4 years. In 2017, she reportedly shot and injured a suspect during an arrest, but she was cleared of any wrongdoing in that shooting. And Miami Dolphins receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, the first players of the 2018 regular season to kneel during the playing of the national anthem. They did so before yesterday's game between the Dolphins and Titans in Miami. Former Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick thanking the two on Twitter, calling them his brothers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.